from Exodus and Matthew, commandments or words, continues. The third table of the word is to not covet your neighbor's wife or house. To covet or desire is natural. Bondage to our desires is what happens when we submit to our natural desires. Can it be wrong if it's natural? If we could desire what is right and not what was wrong, desire God. Do not desire idols or neighbor's stuff. Covet God, only God. Want God only. We try to fight the temptation like an addiction. Maybe we call a friend or a pastor or call on God in prayer. What usually happens when we follow through with our wants and desires? People get hurt or die, and we get hurt or die. King David was hanging out on the roof. His eyes fell upon Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. His desire cost the life of Bathsheba's husband because King David coveted and acted out of his desire. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, this royal pair, liked to garden. Jezebel arranged for false charges brought against her neighbor Naboth, then paid two liars to falsely testify against her neighbor. In both cases, people die because someone wanted things that belonged to others. How about just wanting things that we can buy with our own hard-earned money? Who can be hurt by this kind of coveting or these desires? If we simply want them because our neighbor has them, we can be hurt. We, using resources that should be used to help our family or our neighbor, can hurt our family. Jesus died so we can be free to live, but to live for others here while we love our God. Free from death and sin, we are free to love and help our neighbors. In all this, we still covet things we do not have. We are naturally longing for more things. We want stuff. Stuff that keeps us from God. We work to earn the money to buy the stuff we long for. Some of our jobs take us away from family, just so we can have stuff. What can we do? We want stuff that we cannot have unless we work, so we take the best job we can, and that can mean we need to work Saturdays and Sundays. What will we give up? Our jobs and the stuff that seems important to our family and God, the things that are important? I find it difficult not to think of those who gave up everything for their family and their country. War has taken people from their loved ones forever. The greatest love is to give your life for your friend, Jesus said, as he prepared the disciples for his death. This third table of the word God gives his people tells us to want only God, and God will give us all we need. Not all we want, but all we need. God gives us life, even when our natural desires may be the things that separate us from God's love and the love of our family. God gives us life in the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you gave us life. And then you gave us all we need to live and love. Your words of law are guides for living a good life and helping others live a good life. The selfless life of Jesus Christ truly frees us. Through the open gate of Jesus Christ, we learn to love by your word. Amen.